Hello everyone and welcome to yet another audio tutorial for inclusiveandroid.com. I'm Warren Carr and today I'll be taking a look at an app called VoiceCam for Blind. In other words, it's VoiceCam for the Blind. But if you're searching for it on the Play Store, type in VoiceCam for Blind. In other words, VoiceCam space for space blind. VoiceCam for Blind. And I think because this guy's language is not English, he just named it the way he wanted it to. Anyway, the name of the developer is, I believe it's pronounced Giovanni, G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I, Pyra, P-I-E-R-O, Giggly or Giggly, G-I-G-L-I. I think he's either Italian or maybe Portuguese or Spanish. And if he's Italian, maybe Ollie will pinch my head off for mispronouncing his name. Anyway, I'll go ahead and get into it. And keeping in line with my policy of not making audio tutorials long, I'm going to go into my OCR folder and launch VoiceCam.
Folder, navigation.
By the way, I'm using Heather today, not
Tap and hold to long press. Folder, OCR. Folder opened. Four by Office Lens Preview. VoiceCam. VoiceCam. Folder closed.
All right. Now, when you VoiceCam, there's this text that comes up. It doesn't come up all the time, but if you're opening up for the first time, here's what it says. I'm going to touch near the top of my phone, just in the middle, and let it read what it says.
VoiceCam lets you read English words detected by the camera. You can know numbers of words and numbers of rows detected. There is one specific button for each feature. App has a voice guidance useful to know position of text relative to camera. You can enable e-disable voice guidance with relative button. Good lighting. It's very important to detect text. The objective of VoiceCam is to give an idea of the text that is identified and can be therefore especially useful to blind and visually impaired. Please do not completely rely on it.
So that's a little disclaimer or a little heads up about what happens when you use VoiceCam. In my never-to-be humble opinion, this is a great app. I wish the guy could work on it some more. Last time this thing was updated was exactly a year ago today. It was May the 21st, 2014. And of course, I'm recording this on Friday, May the 21st, 2015. At the end of this message, there's a start button at the bottom, just above the home key. And I'm going to tap on that start button and let's get going.
Start button. VoiceCam.
When you tap that button, you hear a little snap, kind of a shutter sound from the camera. It doesn't mean that you've taken any pictures. In this app, you don't take a picture. All you have to do is focus the camera and tap on the read. There's no capture or any such buttons on it. And I wish the guy could have done that and make it possible for one to save what they have captured. This app, of course, does not have it. And so maybe you guys could write him some letters and have him perfect
bottom,
this.
Bottom right.
And we can
no words detected.
Use this instead of, you know, paying $100 to KNFB reader. Well, you guys don't crucify me, but just my little suggestion. We all don't have that money to spend when there's something like this that could be perfected and be used for all. Anyway, let's stop my rambling here. And I'm going to introduce the buttons going from the bottom right, just above the home key, going from the bottom right toward the left. At the bottom, we have, beginning at the bottom right, just above the home key area.
Bottom right.
We have
guide on button.
Guide on. Now, if I tap that off, it's going to
bottom left.
It's going to turn off what you are hearing, bottom left, bottom right, or top right. What?
Guide on button.
That means I turn it off.
No words detected.
Let's find it again.
Guide off button.
So guide is off.
Tap to select.
Now next to that we have
number words button.
Number of words. Next
tap
to that.
Tap to select. Read button.
Read. Next
tap
to that.
Tap to select. Number of rows button.
Number of rows. Next
tap to
that.
Select. Autofocus button.
Autofocus. And it's very important that each time you want to read what's on paper,
no words detected.
Tap on that autofocus. Now I'm going to tap on the voice guidance to turn it back on. All right.
Number words button. Guide off button. Bottom left. Guide on button.
All right. it is important to be still when you're using this thing, as any movement would throw it off. Now I'm going to tap on autofocus. You'll hear some vibration.
Autofocus button. Voice came. Top left.
All right. Now let's try to read.
Read button. Hello everyone, this is Warren Carr. I'm happy to be this demonstrating is an audio the tutorial for inclusive.
Now I'm going to open up a book here just for giggles and see what happens. So I'm going to open a book here and see if I could try it. Now this one, I didn't type. So I'm trying to capture what's in a book. So let's give it a try and see what happens.
Autofocus button.
Auto
voice
focus
came.
Is the first thing.
Read button. Top left. Be not what you're high. How do you bow can be how six you and mon are light. My idea of dip life in Jose get a good job's the half of higher be you had kinda maybe or you nose wrote but in top right.
Ah, I move.
Bottom right. No
anyway,
words detected. Voice came.
You get an idea of what I'm trying to say. With voice cam, it's a great app with a great potential. And I just hope that the person who did this will take the time to perfect this after hearing from us. I have written him or her, and so far I haven't heard from them yet. So, guys, join me in this fight. Let's get something going for everybody. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this little audio tutorial. And again, this is Warren Carr. Thank you.